between Tom Brady?
Well, I've always looked at it as Colts versus Patriots games throughout those years, and there were some great games. Don't get me wrong. I know people often will label it, you know, as a game between two quarterbacks, but we all know it's a team game, and there were some great players in a number of those games, some great coaches. Not many players left from those games. I think I'm going to say Tom and I are probably the only ones that have played in all of those games. They've had, you know, a number of players have changed, and of course, my circumstances are different. But, you know, it's well documented, my thoughts on Tom Brady and the type of player that he is. But, you know, this game, I know it's boring answer for y'all, but this is Broncos versus the Patriots, and it's two and two teams. Pivotal game at a pivotal time in the season. It's our second road test. We've had three games at home. It's a you know, tougher test for us because we've got to go on the road to their place, and it's a conference game.
You talk very eloquently about the fraternity of quarterbacks, but do you feel a little more kinship with Brady? And what does it say about lasting as long as he has understanding?
Well, I mean, you know, certainly, you know, Tom's the quarterback that's been around, you know, the longest, you know, during my time. You know, a lot of the guys that, you know, when I started out playing, you know, those older guys, you know, the Marinos and those guys, John, Troy, those guys are out of the league. And so, you know, I guess Tom and I have kind of become those, the elder statesmen, you know, if you will. And, you know, for so long in Indianapolis, of course, when, you know, the first year, you know, Tom started playing, they were in our division. We played them twice a year. But then we played them three times a year in the playoffs. So it almost was like a division game. We played them every year, mostly because we both won the division. We also played them in the playoffs. So great familiarity between two teams. He's a great player. He works at it. I know how hard he works at it. And I've always had an appreciation for guys that put that much time into it.
Are you comfortable using the term elder statesman with you and Tom?
I don't know. I mean, I guess... It doesn't really matter to me either way, I guess. Huh?
It says how long you've achieved.
I mean, you know, Tom's in his 11th, 12th, anyone? What year? Y'all know, y'all study. 12th year? Yeah. I'm in my 15th. So, that's a long time to play at the quarterback, and Tom's played at a high level for that long period. So, that's always been impressive to me.
As a player, what is it about him that you admire the most?
Oh, you know, I mean, I think it's probably a better question for a defensive player, guys that really play against him and see him. But, you know, I guess what I've always known playing against offenses like the one that he leads is that you better be on your job. You better be prepared to score touchdowns in the red zone, convert on third down, because they are capable of scoring points. You don't want to give them short fields, and so it's a challenge to our offense. You know, I mean, our defense, we know what kind of test they have going against their high-powered offense with their weapons, and our offense has a challenge because New England's defense has caused a lot of turnovers. They've forced some big plays their way, so our offense has to be on top of it.
I know you said team versus team, but how much, you know, how much personally do your competitive juices get sparked by some of this? And even in your comeback, how much does like a marquee matchup like this just contribute to your spirit of wanting to come back?
Well, I mean, this game is enough to get everybody motivated, everybody focused. You know, like I said, we're 2-2. This is a big road game. We didn't, you know, play like we wanted to play in our first road game. So, you know, it's a conference game. That's really all everybody needs to be motivated. You know, myself, our entire team. I know, you know, the Broncos played them twice last year. I can't speak to those games, but I do know it's a tough place to play. And, you know, I know that we need to play better on the road than we did that first game and have some consistency. I mean, it was a good game against Oakland. It was a good win, but we got to do it each and every week, and we got to practice that way, too. Everybody's got to have that sense of urgency, sense of purpose every day. That's what you have to be as a consistent team.
Can you think of just how you feel about your weapons this time around compared to when you were in Indy, just, you know, what you're going in there with now?
No, I mean, I can't really speak to the comparison. You know, offensively, all I know is that we did a good job last week on third down, did a good job in the red zone. Those are key areas, situational football, we call it, that we have to be good at against New England, especially at their place.
You talked all along about this being a work in progress. What you were able to see from the film, looking back at it from last week,
how have you and the team jumped? Because it seemed leaps and bounds against that rate.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to I'm not really into giving, you know, progress reports. You're looking for some consistency, you know. So we need to build off last week's win in all phases of the game. You know, I do think the one thing we did good last week is played well as a unit, you know, fed off one another. Special teams caused a turnover. Offense took it in and got a touchdown. That kind of thing. You're going to have to – all three phases need to play well when you're playing against the Patriots. And it's got to be a 60-minute game. That's something they've always done a good job of. They won a lot of games there late. And so we need to be well with that aspect as well.
What was your message today to the team before and after the stretch?
Oh, that's probably between me and the team, I would think. Yeah.
I don't know that we've seen you – you know, take that role before. Was this new, or was that something that was planned?
Well, y'all aren't out here, thankfully, you know, the entire practice. So that's, I don't know y'all are even out here for that. So got to talk to Patrick about that, get that fixed.
Belichick's defense, the documentation shows that he was tough to crack there in your earlier meetings, and you've maybe figured him out here as time has gone on. What can you say overall about kind of the – describe the characteristic of his defense.
Yeah, I mean, I probably wouldn't agree with either of your previous statements. They have excellent players. It's different players from the games that I've maybe played with in the past. You know, they have some younger players. They've had different defensive coordinators, you know, that have all had a little bit of something different and unique. And, you know, I don't know this team necessarily all that way. I'm getting to know them, you know, during the week. Right now, I'll know them, you know, get to know them on the game on Sunday. You know, I think it's well documented the respect that I have for Coach Belichick and the way his teams always play all sides of the ball. And so, you know, this is a new, you know, team that I'm playing with. So I think sometimes getting into the comparisons and going back to years past, I don't know how valuable a time you know, that is to discuss that. You know, this is a you know, important week of practice for us. You know, coming off a win. You know, I thought we played with a sense of urgency last week. Coming after a loss, we need to do it again. Coming after a win, I think that's important this week.
Can you describe how opportunistic the Patriots defense is? I mean, I think they're 20th in total defense, but they still create a lot of turnovers. And even just to see what they did against the Bills in the second half.
Yes, I mean, they did an excellent job. I thought their defense really, you know, sort of started that comeback. You know, 21-7 in Buffalo, not ideal. And their defense came up with some huge plays, you know, turnovers, got Tom and their offense a short field, which, you know, that's not what you want to do, because, you know, they will get it in the end zone. So, you know, I thought their veteran guys, you know, made some big plays. You know, Wolfert tipped a ball. Mayo gets a pick. Secondary, you know, creating some turnovers. And that's something that, you know, we have to protect the ball better. We did not protect the ball well on the road last time, and we need to do a better job of that than we did last time.
What do you remember about the last time that you played New England, and also what do you remember about the last time that you were there? Because it was different.
I haven't really put a lot of thought into that. I know, you know, I'm glad to be playing this time around. You know, didn't get to play last time around there. So I just, I'm really focused on, you know, practicing well this week, you know, trying to do my job, trying to play better on the road than I did last time. That's kind of where my focus is, and that's plenty to prepare for and plenty to think about.
How's your feel going with Coppin? How's your feel going with
Well, like I said Sunday, I'm sick about J.D. Walton's injury. I know it's part of football, but sometimes it just, you know, it shows up on y'all's ticker as J.D. Coppin out for the season, but it's more than that. I mean, I know how hard he's worked this offseason. He and I spent a great amount of time together. That was really the first thing I did when I got here, was got with him on snaps, taking snaps. I know a lot of people talk about the throwing, but he was at all those throwing sessions taking snaps. And so I know how hard, you know, how much time he put in the weight room. So I'm sick about that, and I wish him, you know, I know he'll rehab hard, and we will miss him. rarely do you, you know, when you lose a three-year start at every game center like JD, can you have a guy as experienced as Dan to replace him? And it's always nice to have guys on your team that have been around winning, you know, their entire careers. And coming from New England, Dan has played in every game situation that you could think of. There's probably nothing he has not seen on defense except his own, the team he's playing against this Sunday, you know, in a real game, but he's seen him every day in practice. And but you know, his veteran experience, it does show in practice, and you know, thankfully he is on our team. And so as Coach Fox says, next man up. I think you got to take the time to reflect that JD was a really good player for us, and we'll miss him. But I know Dan's going to do a heck of a job as well.
Thanks, Kate.
Okay, thank you.